Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hi, friends!
Happy little Tuesday around here. Fan Sports Network, the firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris with you. That's Danny Meringue to my left. Casey Smith in for a sick Jeff Russ today. Happy to have you, Casey.
Little pinch hit action.
You know, it's nice to have a bullpen these days.
Right?
It's nice to have a bullpen. Are you a lefty, Casey? A righty? Like, am I situational here, or are you just high leverage?
I'm a righty.
Okay. I like to think he's high leverage, though.
Do we have any lefties here?
Are we
an all right staff?
I don't know that answer.
I feel like if anybody would be a lefty, be Rob.
He might be a lefty.
He looks like a lefty.
I knew you were going to say this. I never understand what that means. You know, you look like a fill in the blank. Really? Okay. You look like kind of a bag, man. You know,
I'll say, we're dirtbag adjacent.
You look like you would have been a cop, Danny. What does that mean?
I mean, yeah.
What do I look like? What do I look like?
Dirtbag.
I think that's too generalized of a statement.
Well, I mean, you're a very generalized human.
Wow.
I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. Mm. You can be amorphous. You're adaptive.
I am an adaptive. Mm. Yeah, what is that? Like a chameleon?
There you go.
I like the idea of being adaptive. It means you're not like super stuck in your ways.
You're not rigid by any means.
Oh, I really hope I'm not rigid.
I mean, you are Mr. Five Toes. So.
I like to be extra charm and soft.
Yeah.
I like to be.
I'm realizing that I didn't get my laptop out and it's messing with me.
I have a really good buddy of mine. Used to play in a band with him. Great dude, Creston. He used to always say the two most important things in his life to always remember, and the words of advice he would always give somebody is always buy nice toilet paper and never smoke a cigarette walking uphill.
Oh yeah.
I think those are wise, which is hilarious because I've smoked a cigarette walking uphill with him multiple times. And every time we're like, this is such a bad
idea.
This is
a bad idea. Why are we doing this? Yeah, no,
But I live in a world now where nice toilet paper is a necessity.
Oh God.
Even
yes.
If I was like super poor.
That would be the thing that I spend money on.
Yeah.
No, dude, no. I refuse, number one, to stink finger. Number two, I am not doing that with that, like, it's like sandpaper. Mm, not, yeah. I'm not doing that.
No, it's not.
I would forfeit a meal before I did that.
Yeah, that's why it's always rough if you're out in public and you gotta, you know, get your biz done. Because you're taking a chance on what other people buy, especially at restaurants, man. I know what that stuff is.
Ours here isn't the worst. It's not the best either.
Yeah.
It's not the best.
It's a tough cost, man.
It is.
You do it at home because it affects you directly. Mm-hmm. But what if there's people that walk in and they're like, man, this stuff's nicer than my house?
Well, then you have problems. Mm. If anybody walks into this bathroom and is like, this is nicer than what I have at home, you don't love yourself.
Man, I think there's a lot of people out there that don't buy nice toilet paper.
Look, I know it's expensive.
Toilet paper is expensive.
It is.
Especially, like, I got three kids at home, man. We go through toilet paper. Because those little kids, man, they think you need, you know,
a bath towel.
15 squares.
Yeah.
Three girls. Ooh. A boy.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Bubba. I hope you're not listening. I hope you're in school. Stay in school, kids.
It's tough.
Don't do drugs.
You never want to see that.
Yeah. As this texter says, I'm not a one-ply type of guy. Me neither. I got at least one fold-over, if not two. Yeah, you know, I think...
The fold-over is necessary.
Yeah, I think I've learned that I probably use too much toilet paper.
I mean, if you have the plunger nearby and you have to use it regularly, yeah, that's probably...
You look like a guy that would use a plunger regularly.
I mean...
See how that's always a backhanded compliment? Mm-hmm. Or not even a compliment. It's just straight insult.
Yeah. Look, man, I stay regular. What can I say?
You look like a guy that would suck at cooking. Damn, savage.
Well, in fairness, old lowercase does.
Yeah.
I'm great at cooking.
Are you?
Yeah. I cook steaks for every one of my family members every Christmas.
Didn't you just tell us all that you eat like a child?
Yeah, it doesn't mean I cook every day.
Suspicious. Suspicious.
You look like a child.
I'm 24.
Yeah, I mean, he is.
He's good looking, though.
There you go.
He's got a good looking face to him. He reminds me of Alejandro Garnacho.
Mm.
He's an Argentinian soccer
player. He's 100% Googling that name now.
Yeah, go for it, dude. Garnacho, he's a good looking kid.
That's how we're hiring our producers
it's
now.
It's the nice soft lips.
Wow. How do you feel
Pause,
about that one?
But I'll take it.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a bad looking dude.
Dude, he's a good looking dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
he plays on the Argentinian national team, dude. I bet you he slays. I'll bet you he slays.
I bet he does okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we're doing our producers now. We got good looking Brandon. We got lowercase.
I mean, it's about time.
Right?
We could use it around
here. I mean, we were pretty uglied up here for a while.
We could use it around here.
Rob was doing a lot of heavy lifting. Rob was doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Dude, you look like a guy that would be obsessed with Isaac Rob's looks.
I mean, look, Isachi, it's a thing for a reason.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Got him all flustered now.
Yeah, I know. He's all hot and bothered.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not hot and bothered. I got no problem saying
that. Getting flush in the face over there.
Rob's a good-looking man. Got a little salt and pepper beard.
You look like you would think a guy's a good-looking man. I'm just going to keep saying this all day.
Look, I'm comfortable with that.
I am very comfortable with it, too. My kids are kind of weird about it sometimes. I'm like, that is a good-looking man. They're like, aren't you married to Mom?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Man, game recognized game.
Game recognized game.
Come on, man. George Clooney walks in the room. I'm going to go, damn.
Yeah. I can't talk about a good-looking man.
No.
Like, you're weirded out. But if I talk about a good-looking woman, they're like, how dare you? Mom's in the room.
Yeah. Look, when somebody who is that attractive, man or woman, walks into a room, you pay the respect. You give them the nod. Like,
my wife and I
must be tough out there.
My wife and I were in Vegas for my birthday.
Mm.
We're sitting at a restaurant kind of late at night.
You'll see some good-looking people in there.
And this woman walked by. And I don't know if she was a lady of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a very gorgeous woman,
mm-hmm.
but both of us stopped and watched her walk by,
mm-hmm.
and then
you look back at each other and nod.
Then the wife looks at me and she goes, "Oh yeah," mm-hmm. and I was like, "You did it too."
Yeah.
And she was like, "I'm allowed to."
Yeah, yeah, no.
Oh, come on, babe.
When somebody that attractive, no matter what sex they are, walks into a room,
mm-hmm.
like I'm not talking about just anybody.
Like if Austin Butler walked in the room right now, I'd be like, wow, that is a good looking man.
Julia Roberts walks across the room, you go ahead and you just give the stare.
Underrated hot.
Oh, she
Julia Roberts.
She was my first like celebrity crush.
Oh, mine's Lacey Chabert.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Julia Roberts, underrated hot. Good smile.
Oh yeah.
Great smile.
No, that was the first one for me.
I don't know how great of an actress she is.
Pretty woman.
Yeah.
Young Danny was like, what's that?
That is a hooker, Danny. mean the actress.
The actress.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's Julia Roberts.
I think it was around that time that I also heard about Richard Gere and gerbils.
Wait till young Danny gets to see Aaron Brockovich. Then young Danny really likes Julia Roberts.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It's tough out here.
It must be nice to level up the way she has. Like, as the years go by, she's, like, still just getting smoke show.
Her and Jennifer Aniston and...
Aniston is maybe more fly now than she was back in the
90s. It's like, how did that work? Who's the other one? Halle Berry. Selma.
Oh, wow.
That's probably the Mount Rushmore right there. That's probably the Mount Rushmore of, like, how are you getting more attractive as you get older? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm also a big Diane Keaton guy. May she rest in peace.
Oh, there you go.
That's maybe the hipster
that's the
movie
yes.
buff in me.
Yes,
I mean, 100%. She's such a great actress, and she was hot, too.
I just watched the movie yesterday. Master of Disguise has Jennifer Esposito in it.
Mm. Wait, Master of Disguise, is that the Dana Carvey movie?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Am I turtle enough for you?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Not turtle enough for the Turtle Club?
That movie's terrible. Why did you watch it?
It's one of the classics.
Okay. Okay. I don't know if it's a classic, but it's a movie.
Dana Carvey has a soft spot in my heart.
Oh, look, I am pro Dana Carvey. Dana Carvey called me funny on Twitter, and it was one of the highlights of my life.
Oh, I don't have any highlights like that.
I was like,
I don't live in the Twitter world, so yeah. Nobody like responds to anything I have to say. I don't think anybody is like responding on my hot Star Wars takes on Reddit. No. Tom Cruise is like, totally agree, man. Yeah.
That Shane Brandon, who I used to do Outsiders with, you know, he's a stand-up comedian. He used to give me crap because I would purposefully just kind of troll him for like explaining his jokes after he'd tell them because he's a professional comedian and he hated it with a fiery passion of a thousand suns. And he's like, yeah, thanks. And so like he would always tell me that that's not funny. And so when Dana Carvey told me I was funny, I screenshot it, sent it to him, and he was so so pissed off. He's like, I can't with you. I can't, you know, just like, you know, but those are the fun little ones that you get once in a billion years on Twitter.
Some mentions, Tiffany Thiessen still slays.
Yeah.
How dare you not mention Marissa Tomei?
Oh, there you go.
Dude, she in the Spider-Man
Aunt
movies.
May. Yeah.
Yeah. She's aging like a real fine wine, like a nice Bordeaux from the south of France.
On the dude side, I mean, Brad Pitt, he's like 60 now. And
he's
looks
a good
like
looking dude.
Like, how dare you?
He's a good looking
how
dude.
How dare you? I never got why people were so infatuated with older Johnny Depp, but you know, maybe people really like a little pirate swag.
I think it's because he's like weird and eccentric, and he's got different hair. He looks very European.
Yeah, it is that time of year where you're going to get hit with Sauvage, that stupid cologne commercial. It's going to be Johnny Depp.
Hi, Sauvage.
Yeah. That's how you know the holidays are here, is the cologne commercials.
And bro, it's called Savage, okay? Like, I can clearly read. It clearly says Savage. Why are you telling me it's called Sauvage?
Wow. This is Savage. Fan text line. Danny looks like the guy who wears a cell phone belt clip and auditions for progressive commercials, turning into their parent.
Yes.
Wow.
That's rough, because that's me, you.
I'm the gas station guy.
Oh, God. My dad was the gas
station
guy.
I'm gas
station.
I will talk to everyone.
I can't handle gas station guy because I grew up with my dad. Be like picking up some snacks and like on the way to California visit my grandpa. We're in like, I don't know. Like,
Redding.
Yeah, we're in like Redding, California or Crater Lake or some area. Grants Pass. And he's like, yep, just driving down to California from Spokane. I got my kids with me. I grew up in California. You know, San Fernando Valley, you familiar with it? Yeah. You're like, Dad, shut up.
I'm that guy.
Nobody cares.
I'm that guy.
I would rather...
I was that guy when I was young, though.
I promise you would rather hear me talk about soccer than listen to my dad be a gas station guy. I love my dad. Wonderful one. He was a wonderful human being. That was the number one thing that drove
me. That make you crawl up a wall?
Oh, dude. Just stop, Dad.
I will strike up a conversation with literally anyone. Literally.
Oakley Dougley. Well, we got a show for you today. It is a Tuesday. That means free consultation at 12:15. Anything you need help with in your life, whether it's sports related, questions on what to do for the USC game this weekend. You can throw those in on the fan text line or the YouTube chat. Anything sports related, your life. We'll get to that at 12:15. Blazers back in action. So that'll be the big nooner for us today. Get to some NFL in the 11 o'clock hour. But let's start here in college football, as one of the coaching dominoes has finally fallen as James Franklin signs a deal with Virginia Tech. Oh. We'll go there first. The firm of Harrison Marang, 105.1 The Fan.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
History repeats itself. Try and you see. Coming up on this hour of the program, we will chat a little more coaching as things in Oxford are getting a little tight, a little antsy, and updates on the B1G and a B1G load of money that is on pause. That's this hour for you, but let's start here in the ACC.
I wonder why that is.
As Virginia Tech has hired James Franklin to be their next head football coach, I think this is a huge get for Virginia Tech. My question is...
Beamer ball's back, baby!
Yeah, my question is, and I kind of asked you this, not directly during the break, but I'll ask us now all in the open. I'm curious as to why this job has always been floated out as the job for James Franklin. Because usually when you fail at a place, like let's take Brian Kelly, for example, you fail at a place like LSU, you're most likely not going to get a better job.
Sure.
You will take a job that is a step below, right? Is Ole Miss a better job than Tennessee? I don't think so. So if Lane suffers at Tennessee, no way he's getting a better job than Ole Miss. And I know that, or than Tennessee. And I know that there's a lot there in the middle with Lane, but I think it's fascinating that for the longest time, the rumor has been Virginia Tech, Virginia Tech, Virginia Tech. I know they have some great program history. I just thought James Franklin had the availability to maybe get something nicer.
So Virginia Tech did have a pretty substantial run under Beamer.
They did. Beamer was great. Beamer is a Kirk Ferentz, a Whittingham, the kind of coach you want to be there for a long time.
20-year coach.
Yeah, you know. Gundy, et cetera. Yeah. And sometimes they either age out or talent out or the game passes you by in like Gundy's situation, you know. But Ferentz and Whittingham are still doing great things. So you're right. Beamer had a nice program.
Could Vautech be a powerhouse in the ACC?
In the ACC, yes.
And that's what I think this is about.
Nationally, I don't know. But at the same time, when you look around at jobs that are open or could be open, what's a better job than Virginia Tech? If Lane leaves, would Ole Miss be interested in James Franklin? I really thought he was going to sit around and wait for Florida State. That's what I really thought. And is Penn State a better job than Florida State? I don't know that answer. I think I would rather have Florida State than Penn State, especially if we're talking ACC versus the B1G. But that tells me that, you know, we talked about it a little bit before the show. If that tells me that either one, Florida State's not firing Mike Norvell, or two, even if they do, James Franklin's not their guy.
So did you see what was the precursor to James Franklin being hired at Virginia Tech?
Negotiating a different buyout at Penn State.
Not just that. It's financial, though. Virginia Tech voted to add $229 million to athletics over the next 4 years.
Say that again.
$229 million has been committed to Virginia Tech athletics over the next 4 years.
Whoa. Athletics as a whole? How much does football get a piece of that pie? I don't know where they sit in other sports.
I would imagine it's probably 75 to 80% of
that. That's what I would think, too. Yeah, I don't know that. They've never been a basketball school as far as I've been around. Well, no, that's not true, because Greenberg was there for a little bit.
They were
okay.
They were okay.
they were okay. ACC is such a tough place to be good in college basketball, especially with Virginia being good when Tony Bennett showed up. But I don't know where they are in terms of like women's soccer or Olympic sports, fill in the blank there. But yeah, that's a lot of influx. That's a lot of influx. And maybe that's why that looks nice to James Franklin. Start from scratch, low expectations.
Mm-hmm. You get to slow burn it a little bit.
If you Whittingham, if you Ference it, and you win 8 games every year, and...
Well, what if he does what Cignetti did? What if there's a couple dudes at Penn State that go, even though that's a step down, kind of so to speak, what if they don't vibe with the next coach? What if he brings 11, 12 guys to Virginia Tech that are dudes,
and all of a sudden, steals from Penn State?
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, if he brings 11, 12, 15 guys with him that are 4-star guys that are loyal to him, that ride for him, and I don't know what his relationship is with those guys, but I wonder, what does that look like?
Well, as much as he gets crap for not being a great in-game coach, he's a hell of a recruiter,
mm-hmm.
and you know, kind of like we talk about DeBoer taking over the most impossible job in the world of replacing Nick Saban. I mean, taking over after the paterno Sandusky thing should get some credit. I know Bill O'Brien was there for a hot second to try to stable the ship, but James Franklin to walk in there and do what he did there, that's something that deserves a lot of credence.
Yeah, Penn State's recruiting class took a major hit when he got fired. Goodness gracious, where are they at on this list?
Franklin was originally owed a, what, $50 million buyout?
Good God, they fell to 60th. Penn State did.
Do you know where they were before?
I think they were around...
Right, top 15, top 20.
I think they were top 30.
Okay.
But they do have 7 4-stars that are committed. There's only 12 players committed. That's the thing, is that guys that were going there are now reopening things. And it's like, okay.
Well, it also doesn't help that they don't have a coach.
Well, that's what
and
I mean.
Everybody they want ends up signing extensions where they are. And, you know, we've talked about this ad nauseum. This is such a wild college football year in the sense of the coaching carousel and the idea of what job looks better than what. Like, Penn State is a better job than Louisville, but Brohm's going to stay. A, he's an alum, that's part of it, but B, it might be better to live in a world where the expectations are low, because then you can Kirk Ferentz it and Kyle Whittingham it and every once in a while get in the playoff.
Oregon State has the 125th ranked recruiting class. One spot in front of them, Virginia Tech.
Wow. But I'll tell you what Oregon State doesn't have. $225 million being injected over the next 4 years.
And James Franklin.
James Franklin can do a lot with that money.
Over the next couple of years, there's a story. Not that it would be a move up, but did you see that Sam Levitt may be shopping his talents?
I did see that. We got it on the sheet for tomorrow, but is that a guy Franklin can go get?
That's what I mean. Like, Sam's not going to be the only guy.
No.
There's a lot of guys that are going to be in this portal.
If Lane bounces from Ole Miss, what does Chambliss do? You know, what does DJ Lagway at Florida do?
You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot going on out there where you could see a guy who, what's his name? Mestemaker at North Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Is Virginia Tech a step up? I don't know. Maybe. It's a higher profile, better conference.
You could do the Darian Mensah thing.
Yeah. Tulane to Duke. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, there.
And then lose to Tulane.
Yeah. But, you know, there's
low hanging fruit.
But, like, if you're a guy who's out there and all of a sudden James Franklin is at this program and they have money, and you trust the coach, it's not hard for me to see Virginia Tech turning into like a 7-8 win team pretty damn quick. And then you get a little momentum, you get a few recruiting classes underneath you, you take a program that is on par with Oregon State, Northern Arizona, Coastal Carolina in the recruiting rankings. All of a sudden they go from 124th to a top 70 class, top 50 class. And all of a sudden Virginia Tech's, you know, there.
Well, I think one of the benefits you have if you're the Virginia Tech fan base is a couple things. It's clear that James Franklin wants to coach. If you're going to turn down $50 mil to do nothing,
mm-hmm.
from Penn State, I know there's some weird clauses in that contract, but turn down $50 mil to do nothing and recoup that money by signing a deal to coach somewhere at a quote unquote lesser program, that means he wants to coach. So you're getting a coach that's super engaged, which you haven't had at Virginia Tech since Beamer.
Yeah.
And honestly, maybe a few years before the end of Beamer. I know he dealt with all that cancer stuff and things like that. You got a coach that believes in your program for the first time in a long time. That's a plus. Also, look around at the ACC. Now, whether it's Mario and his situation at Miami or Dabo at Clemson, okay, let's take the big ones, or even Norvell at Florida State for an example, for the big programs. How many of those teams in the ACC are you looking at and saying, I'm worried about them for the next 4 years? Because Mario's got his issues. Mm-hmm. Things at Clemson don't seem super stable.
Florida State is
all over the place. But what about, like, when you look at the Virginia or the Georgia Techs?
What if Dabo leaves Clemson?
You look at the Georgia Techs, the Virginias, mm-hmm. the Pitts. Mm-hmm. Okay, do any of those programs scream to you
no.
in the next 4 years, we're a juggernaut?
No,
they don't. And Mario's going to Mario, and we'll sit here and laugh at him from afar, whether you're a Duck fan or not. I think Mario's just an easy shot to take. Is Dabo on his way out, or just his way down in general?
Mm-hmm.
And can Florida State figure it out? Because they haven't figured it out since Jimbo, and honestly, I would argue that he had a Heisman Trophy transcendent quarterback in Jameis.
Yeah.
So you're looking around the ACC, and I don't think you're really that worried.
No, and on the buyout side of this, for those that didn't see the news, Franklin got his buyout negotiated to a lump sum $9 million from Penn State, which is, you know, $41 million less than the $50 million that he was owed via the rest of his contract. I haven't seen it out there, so if somebody else has seen it, please let me know. But if he's owed $49 plus million and he got a $9 million buyout, I'm willing to bet he got a 4-year, $40 million deal from Virginia Tech.
Totally. They would have to meet him on that line. I mean, that...
If it's not 40, it's probably pretty damn close.
10 mil a year. Ooh.
I mean, that puts him in the upper echelon, but I don't think that puts him in the top 10.
No, top... Well, Elko just got top 5.
Yeah. It wasn't his, like, 12?
Mm-hmm. And Kirby, I believe, is 1.
Yeah.
I think Kirby's number 1.
Nobody has the Saban contract anymore.
No.
For anybody who doesn't know the Saban contract, Saban had a clause in his contract at Alabama that he said that he would always be the highest paid coach. So if somebody surpassed him, boop, he got bumped up automatically.
Lincoln Riley makes $11 million at USC, and that mm-hmm. seems steep for what he's produced there. So you're telling me that James Franklin is $1 million a year less than mm-hmm. Lincoln Riley? That's crazy. Virginia Tech spends $1 million a year less than USC? That's making a statement. And I think that's probably what this is more about. I'm talking myself into this.
Yeah.
Because the whole time I was just very confused. Why, if you're James Franklin, what is it about Virginia Tech that you love? Throwing that 225 at me over the next 4 years, that raises my eyebrows.
You're throwing 50, you know, let's just round it out. Let's just say it's 40.
Okay.
Say the rest of it's going somewhere else, okay, just on the low end. You're telling me that $40 million a year means I can upgrade my facilities? It means I can work on my recruiting? It means I can pay my assistant coaches?
What's Oregon spend a year? I mean, didn't they say last year they spent around 40 mil?
Yeah, but also the last bit of that is probably also the facilities and everything else.
Sure,
that goes
sure,
into
but I mean, if you can have the kind of money yeah. that a place like Oregon can influx, a place like, you know, Tennessee can
Indiana.
Influx.
Indiana went from a team not spending money to a team spending money like crazy.
They were spending the same money as Penn State, yes. pre-firing Franklin. We talk about this with Cignetti all the time. This is why Cignetti is such a hot topic of conversation in college football, because he is proving to you that you can do this. You can flip it like that. And maybe that's what Virginia Tech believes Franklin can do. And honestly, Franklin must believe that he can do that at Virginia Tech. Why not?
Because
you live in a world now where why not
yeah,
us?
And Indiana is the number 2 team in the country.
If you have
Indiana football,
and I could sit here and argue that Indiana and Georgia are the 2 best teams in college football, and I don't think you can bat an eye at that. You might disagree,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think you can bat an eye at that. And if you can turn that around in 2 years, and now we're talking in 2 years, I mean, look at how fast Deion turned around Colorado.
Yeah.
Now, it hasn't been great since then. It turns out when, you know, you have a Heisman Trophy two-way player and yeah. a
five-star that he brought from Jackson State.
And an okay game-managing quarterback in his kid.
To be fair, a very good college quarterback.
Shador was a good college quarterback.
There's no doubt about that.
Well, again, things have not been great since then for Colorado, but Deion, like, walked in and changed that mm-hmm. place. And maybe Franklin can do the same. It'll be fascinating to watch Virginia Tech. And who knows what the ACC looks like. You know, if that thing crumbles, I think Virginia Tech has solidified themselves to keeping a seat at the table. I don't think you know, if the ACC were to crumble
mm-hmm.
and the teams start getting split out and people are parsepping, you know, here and there.
That's what I think probably Virginia Tech's looking at, is like, how do we raise our profile?
I wish my school had a coach like that, because we'd still be at the table.
Do we call James Franklin Mr. Sandman now?
Why?
Because they come out to enter Sandman.
Yeah.
Coach Sandman?
Coach Sandman. Well, let's stay in the coaching circuit and let's go to the SEC where, hey, man, I'm going to need you to make a decision, you know, whenever you get a chance, because we're dying out here. How does that make you feel? Does that make you feel okay, or does that freak you out? We'll go to Oxford, Mississippi on an update on the old Lane train. But first, speaking of updates, that's Casey with sports. That's 1037 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it, baby. We are live. The shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. Free consultation at 1215. Happy to help you out with whatever you need. 503-864-6326 is the fan text line. We're also on YouTube, youtube.com/1051thefan. Thanks for joining us. Good morning out there. We'll get to a lot of money in the B1G here in about 10 minutes, but we'll stick around with some coaching situations as it's the, you know, if we look back, when we look back on 2025, the sports stories of 2025, college football coaching is going to be high on the list of the big ones.
Yeah.
Number one will be Luka. That's the biggest sports story of 2025.
Yes.
I don't think anything passes that. Nothing I can think of off the top of my head. Scrolling. No, I think that'll be story number one. Number two will be college football coaches. I don't know what our obsession with it is. I don't know if it's soap opera-y or if it's our Kardashians or what, but boy, it's just as the world turns every single day, there's some sort of new situation. And that leads us to, I mean, the number one guy that's talked about in all this is the Lane train at Ole Miss. It's Lane Kiffin.
Because he's clogging it all up.
He's clogging it all up. But, you know, it's so weird because we when I say we, Danny, you and I are both Lane Kiffin fans.
Yes.
We love the redemption story of Lane. We love how he's matured over the last 20 years. How he's taken steps back to be coordinator again, how he's gone small potatoes at UCF, I always get it wrong, it's Florida Atlantic, and then kind of built his way back up to where he is now. We love that redemption story.
While being unabashedly him.
While being unabashedly him, something we kind of like, because you don't want to lose the character. You don't want to lose the personality. And he's done a good job of keeping all that. I wonder if all the goodwill that he's done up until now, as the reports are that Ole Miss is giving him an ultimatum of letting them know what's going to happen by the Egg Bowl so that they can plan ahead, I wonder if he is in a world where he's like, man, I can't screw this up. Everything I've done to rebuild myself and my brand could come crashing down if I make the wrong choice. And I don't know what the right choice is for him. I've been on the record saying I love him at Ole Miss. I think he should stay at Ole Miss until a better job opens. I know that's wild to think of Florida and LSU or Penn State, whatever.
How many jobs in the country are better than those?
There aren't many, but if Kalen DeBoer.
It's your Washington hatred.
It is not.
It is your Washington hatred.
No, it's the success Lane had at Alabama and the impossible shoes to fill of no saving. If Kalen DeBoer in the next 2 years doesn't win a natty, it's going to get real loud in Alabama. It's going to get real loud at Crimson fan base, okay? And who would they want? They'd want Lane Kiffin.
Alabama's about to finish 10-2 after going 9-3.
Heard that, and what if they lose to Oklahoma again in the playoff? Because that's the projected first-round game right now.
You put those two up against each other on a neutral side, Alabama's going to win by two scores.
But it'd be at Oklahoma.
Oh, the first-round matchup?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, give me Alabama by 8.5.
I probably would take Alabama, too. But I'm just saying, like,
it was a two-point game when you had what, four turnovers? Three turnovers?
And it's only a field goal in the fourth quarter. That's the only score.
I think you had a lot of stuff go Oklahoma's way in that game. Again, and I'm not trying to take away from anything from Oklahoma. I just think Alabama's a much better team.
I think so, too. Brett McMurphy tweeted out, if Lane Kiffin doesn't meet the deadline, Ole Miss would have to decide if it would allow him to coach in the playoffs, sources told him at On3. If there is no resolution, it will be an agonizing decision for Kiffin and the Rebels. And something to add on to that, on the text line, somebody asks, who will be the first coach to leave his legit playoff run for a new job? With signing day being December 3rd, you can't risk your new job getting blanked for a whole recruiting class. And I think that's where Lane sits right now.
That's where Ole Miss is sitting right
now. And that's where Ole Miss is. And Lane's kind of going, dude, if I'm going to leave, I'm going to hose this program.
Well, Lane was on McAfee this morning and was asked about the ultimatum. He said that, yeah, that's absolutely not true. There's been no ultimatum. There's anything like that at all. So I don't know where that came from. Like a lot of that stuff that comes out there. Like I said, man, we're having a blast. I love it here. Now, I don't see anywhere in here where he denied that his family members have been to Baton LSU Rouge and Florida.
Yeah.
So, look, I'm not going to fault a guy for doing due diligence.
No, definitely not. You definitely need to seek it out. But it feels more than just wanting more money at Ole Miss.
It's wanting more resources and more influence. And I don't even say influence because I don't think anybody's checking him at Ole Miss. But there's probably a bit of a glass ceiling at Ole Miss. But maybe not. Like, is Indiana a better job than Ole Miss?
No.
So what's to stop you?
Yeah, I also wonder with Lane, it's kind of the Franklin thing.
Like outside of like 6-7 jobs in the country that you know or no doubt dyed in the wool, absolute blue blood to death programs. Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, USC, Notre Dame.
Texas.
That's the list. Seven.
Yeah.
Outside of those jobs, is there do you think like can Oregon not win a title? Can Ole Miss not win a title? Can Indiana not win a title?
They could all win a title. They could all win a title this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So while it's probably nice and great and all those things are awesome to go to one of those seven jobs, do you have to have one of those seven jobs?
No, you don't.
Now, history
would say yes.
That's the thing is, I want to say no. Who was in the national title game last year?
That would be Ohio State and Notre Dame. The only teams missing from this conversation of the Natties of the last 20 plus years is Clemson and LSU. Those are the only teams. And I don't put them in that world.
Auburn too.
Auburn. Yep. But those three jobs are not as good as those seven you just named. And that's why I wonder that maybe it's not Bama, but is it, you know, say Riley has a disastrous year next year, you know, is USC
a redemption story for Lane and SC?
Woo! If Sharon Moore gets one more year at Michigan is a better job than Ole Miss.
Yes.
Is that a place Lane Kiffin
goes? Again, one of those seven jobs is like the, yes, better job.
This texter, 503-864-6326, I'm going to laugh when Lane trolls Ole Miss, Florida, LSU, Texas, and every other college program and jumps to the NFL. Is the Giants a better job right now?
Not with that GM.
Jackson Dart?
Go coach your quarterback.
Cam Scataboo, Malik Nabers, a defensive line.
If I'm Lane
Kiffin, a top five pick in the draft.
If I'm Lane Kiffin taking that job, I want Joe Shane gone.
Well, of course. Yeah, I think Joe Shane's going to go anyway.
Yeah, well.
The fact that he hasn't gone yet is a little surprising.
Text line says Coach Kelly left Notre Dame and went to LSU. That's a different reason.
He
killed a guy.
And I think his time at Notre Dame. I think his time at Notre Dame was up, but that's a step down.
That's the whole thing. Is like he left.
LSU was a great job.
Yes,
but it is not Notre Dame.
It is a step down.
Mm-hmm. Because before him, before Brian Kelly at Notre Dame, they were in a tough spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
he did well there.
Ty wasn't good. Yeah. Charlie Weiss wasn't good. Yeah. Trying to think if there's anybody else I'm forgetting. Brian Kelly brought it back, and Marcus Freeman has made it Notre Dame again.
Yes.
This team is down and they're going to go to a playoff.
Yeah.
Boy, I don't know. I honestly think a lot of it is just gut check with Lane. I don't think he knows what to do.
No.
And I think he's scared to make the wrong choice. Because if he makes the wrong choice, like let's say he takes the Florida job.
Maybe the right choice is not making the choice.
Yep. And staying at Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But boy, if you're an Ole Miss fan,
if he's going anywhere, I want him to go to Florida.
I'd rather him go to the NFL, honestly. Mm. I don't like any of these jobs. These jobs are open for a reason. Let's not forget that.
Fair.
I think there are better jobs in Lane's future if he stays in college.
Well, yeah, I mean, where does Lane rank in the pantheon of head coaches in college football right now? Top 10.
Top 10. Yeah, I'd give him top 10.
So there's seven jobs. Of those seven jobs, is Lincoln going anywhere right now?
Right now, no.
Marcus Freeman?
No.
Ryan Day?
No.
Sharon
Moore, maybe.
Sharon Moore, maybe.
Sark is a question mark.
Sark is probably a little dicey depending on how they close the season.
Mm-hmm.
Kirby?
No.
DeBoer?
Nope. Those jobs, yeah. Michigan might open up. That might be, or Texas.
Yeah.
I don't know if Lane wants to follow Sark at Texas.
That's the thing, is that's a little.
It's just inbred a little.
Yeah.
You know?
To be fair, I kind of feel the same way about Alabama.
Yeah, if Lane were to go there.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, my bias coming in. I would welcome him back to SC if they moved off of Lincoln. I would welcome back Lane with open arms.
I would, without a doubt. It's a different Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
It's different.
He's grown up. He's matured. Like, he understands who he is.
And just the upper brass of USC is a lot different now, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole program structure is completely different than
sense.
It was when he was there. Plus, he doesn't got to worry about Wazoo coming in and smoking him.
That happens.
Yeah, it happens once every 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's good for another 60. Yeah, so he's good. Okay.
I mean, his dad lived an awful long time, so.
Yep, that he did.
You might get one more.
That he did. All right, let's stick in college football as there's new news on the B1G and the influx of money, and the holdouts have caused this thing to come to a complete halt. We'll go up to the B1G and talk about money and what could happen from this fallout. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming up in hour number deuce, we'll slide over to the NFL, chat a little bit about some leftovers over the weekend. One quarterback laid an egg, a bad one. Will this guy stand up and take some blame? Also, do we believe in maybe the best team in the NFC? Question mark? Plus web gems will take us back to college football. We'll get to Blazers and the Big Nooner, plus free consultation at 12:15. So get those questions and any advice you need from us. 503-864-6326. Also on the YouTube chat. We're here to help you in life or in sports, wherever you may need it as the world turns.
There you go.
But we'll step into the B1G right now as we're kind of dancing around college football. I like this. We're in the ACC, in the SEC. Now we'll go to the B1G. Do those all right? They do. This Big Ten Enterprises thing they are trying to create in the B1G, it sounds like this is all on hold now because, as we talked about a little bit last week, Michigan and USC are the big holdouts. And, you know, as this story continues to move on, trying to influx into the B1G $2 billion and make it kind of its own entity, not from college football necessarily, but using money to boost the infrastructure, the national profile, and make them the greatest conference to ever walk planet Earth. They already think they are, but that would help solidify it. Why is it Michigan and USC that aren't interested in this? You would think Michigan, being the legacy member of the B1G, as much as they hate each other, them and Ohio State work together. You can be giant rivals and still work together.
I'm more surprised that Ohio State is doing what they're doing than I am that Michigan is. Because those two teams, along with USC, again, we just talked about that. Those are three of the seven in the country that
three
are...
Three of the seven jobs.
The truest of blue bloods in the history of college football. Mm-hmm. They have more equity in relationship, standing, and financial than damn near anybody in the country. So why would they want to turn over their rights for an additional decade for money now?
You know, maybe Ohio State looks at it like, look, I know Michigan won a natty a couple years ago, but boy, how the mighty have fallen. You know, it's sometimes when LSU wins a natty, it's like this. Like, you put all your chips in the center to win that year, and then it takes you 5 years to get out of it. To where Ohio State doesn't live in that world. Ohio State can shove all their chips in, win a natty, and continue to fight, at least in this incarnation, now that Day's got the monkey off his back.
Sure.
So maybe their thought is, we don't care what the landscape looks like, because we know we have it set in stone that we are going to be this no matter if we're in the Big Ten, if we're in a super conference, if we leave and go independent, or the SEC. We know we are always going to be at the table. We know. Not we think, we know.
How can
so
you
So why
know?
Not give me the money?
How can you know if the SEC doesn't gobble up what's the good of the ACC and the Big 12 and starts their own super conference and you have a grant of rights deal that keeps you out for another decade?
Because I think Ohio State would pay it out. That might be where they think that we don't care. We'll take the money now.
You want to pay $300, $400, $500 million to do that?
To make sure you jump in with the SEC with whatever they're doing? Hell yeah, brother.
But that, again, it's easy to say that right now.
It is.
When you don't know what the landscape is, do you want to, nobody wants to fork out a half a billy, because if they take that money, you know what they're going to do? They're not going to go put it in an equity account and grow it. They're going to spend it.
Yeah.
So, to me, I'm honestly more surprised that Ohio State is on that side, but it also shows you the powers of USC and Michigan, where, I don't know if you saw this a couple of days ago, that, you know, the Big Ten Regents and the Big Ten Enterprises try to kind of big dog USC and Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're going to do this. There's a deadline for you to exercise this. And USC and Michigan said, go for it.
Yeah.
And I almost guarantee you that the other schools went back to the University of California pension fund and said, hey, we're okay with doing this. You just won't get USC or Michigan. And the pension fund went, get bent.
That's the whole point.
Absolutely not.
That's the whole point.
Two of the three programs that are like dyed in the wool college blue bloods are not going to be a part of this? No.
That's not a good investment.
No, that doesn't make any sense to us.
Does Ohio State's situation in all this change if they win another natty this year? If they go back to back?
I don't think so. Because you're still carrying the weight of the other programs at the bottom.
I agree. The bottom of the Big Ten is bad, too. Well, that's why they're all into it.
Well, the Minnesotas, also, the Purdues, they're like, sure, and Indiana's probably like, hey, you know, we've invested a ton of money. We'll take the guaranteed money.
Your point of Ohio State is super valid. Dare I raise you Oregon?
Yeah.
What does Oregon have any interest in this for?
Again, Oregon surprises me a little less than Ohio State, just because the equity that is Ohio State over the last 60 years.
Sure, sure.
But Oregon is one of the most financially stable programs in the entire country.
Mm-hmm. And that includes some of those big
those other seven schools. Like, that's where Oregon's at. And this isn't me like poo-pooing Oregon, but where you're talking about the brand equity, the college lineage, the history of the programs, all those kind of things. Oregon's not quite there. Now, their brand value, if you look at it like monetarily, it's just behind USC and Michigan. It's right there. Like, they're 100% like there with a brand equity side of it. But when you're talking about the investment side of things, people are going to look at the other programs and look at the history of those programs, because who are the people that are making these decisions? Are they 25, 30, 40 years old? Or are they 65, 70, 80 years old?
65, 70, 80, yeah.
So that's going to play a factor in it.
I don't know how I feel. Do you want this? Do you, like, take off your USC hat.
Just looking at college football, I am okay with private equity getting in, but I want it to get in on a super conference. Because I just feel like when we had Brink on the other day, he was like, yeah, we're probably going to get there. But he was being more prudent about it. I don't want to go careening there. Let's spend the next 3-5 years, whatever, like working towards it. But if you're going to do that, you can't sit here and sign these deals that are going to take you out 20 years.
Yeah.
That's my hang-up, is the additional 10 years.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe Michigan and USC want the super conference. Maybe Ohio State doesn't.
They're like,
maybe they like the way things are.
Yeah.
And Oregon likes the way things... I mean, Oregon just got to the B1G.
And they won a Big Ten title. So, we can be the king of the castle.
To instantly say, I don't want to be a part of this conference anymore, that I just became a part of a conference for, it would be a weird look. And maybe that's Ohio State, like, I don't want to go to a super conference, because then I'm not top dog.
Yeah.
Because if you go into a super conference, now you're playing Kirby Smart. I almost said George Kirby.
Yep.
You're playing Kirby Smart. once every 2 years. Do you want that? I'll take him in a playoff.
Yeah.
Neutral site playoff. I don't know if I want him every other year.
Yeah.
And that could be where they sit.
So it definitely feels like there's maybe some protectionism there.
Coming up in the hour number deuce, we'll slide over to the NFL. We'll chat in Philadelphia. Is it time to believe in this team? Are they back? 105.1 The Fan.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.